You've heard us talk about David Femininio, injury attorney deluxe. Well, just listen to some of the results David has delivered for his clients. $3.5 million, $5 million, how about $11.5 million? Almost enough to cover Ohio State's NIL. You need an attorney that'll fight relentlessly for you. Call and speak to David right now by calling 855-65-CRASH. Go to that website anytime at getdavidgetpaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, touch table with some football. College playoff bracket reveal. I mean, this is like Citizen Kane for Rico, so we got to do 7 minutes on it. Music. Oh, man, you are looking live. Rico, all we need to know is when you were watching the bracket reveal, were you fully clothed?
Yes, I was.
This is your dream.
But I was happy. First five picks, exactly how I predicted them earlier that day.
So the question is going to be, you're going to rank these games on excitement factor, and we go around the room. Is that kind of how we're doing it?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and I will keep an open mind. I'm not just going to say Rico ruined the sport. Wah. Go ahead.
So I'm going to give you the initial set of games, and then once we come up who the winner's going to be, then we'll move on to the next round, okay? So, And it's funny because there's a common theme in the first four games. You'll see what I mean. Styles make the fight. We're going to head to Columbus. Boise State would take on the Ohio State Buckeyes.
I'd watch. Yes, I would watch. Mm-hmm. Excitement factor would be high because you'd have Genty versus a booty Ohio State D-line. But there is no scenario Boise State would get a single stop. If they were going to win the game, it would have to be 45-42. Therefore, good television. Yeah, I'd watch. I admit it. I would. That's what are we doing? Scale of 1 to 5? That's a 4.5.
Yeah,
I'd watch that.
David?
Yeah. Oh yes, I would watch that. Yes, 5.
Okay, and who would win that game?
Probably Ohio State, but I don't think it'd be comfortable. I mean, Boise State only stops you by sacking the quarterback. They actually don't get stops. They just kill your quarterback. Mm-hmm. I don't know that that's going to work against OSU and those receivers. So.
David,
I think Ohio State would win, but I don't think it'd be comfortable.
Yeah, Ohio State would
win. See, I don't think Ohio State would. Because.
Sure thing, Sparty.
No. Because at this point, weather could be a factor where it's just running the ball versus running the ball. Equalizing factor. Just watch out for Boise State. Mike, a rematch of the game that we all love. Texas hosting Alabama.
Yeah, it's 5 out of 5. That's all in. Then I would pick Texas. This Bama team is not good up front. They just don't have dominant line play. And I need to see it from Milroe. And I don't know if Kenny wants to chime in on this. But, look, it's been weeks. And the old Milroe's not there. I started saying it weeks ago, and now people have caught on. I think he's hurt. I think he's got a lower body injury. I am fascinated to watch him in Death Valley Saturday night. He's either going to look like he's healthy or they're going to lose. That's it.
Yeah, I wouldn't be interested in this game. Because this isn't the same. This is not the same Bama. I don't think they would give any shot at winning this game. It would be competitive.
But it's still Bama, Texas. It's a logo game. Mm-hmm. Come on.
Great logo. Wonderful. But the matchup on the field, I'm good. Texas will blow them out.
Really?
Damn.
Okay. We then go to probably a whiteout in Happy Valley.
I'll take whoever they're playing.
See,
James Franklin.
Right there.
I'm done.
You know what? Let's go to the wall. Yeah. See, I knew Mike was going to say that because he did this and then he did that. And 3 years ago, he did this and he did that. Notre Dame. Penn State. Notre Dame.
I take Notre Dame. No, I'm done with James Franklin. I'm done with that program. You put him in a big game, top 10 opponent. I don't care. Play the game on the battleship brought to you by Mark Hollis. I don't care. I'm done. Notre Dame. Shake up the echoes.
That is a helmet game right there. That is such Amen. A great game.
Wait, and that's so where Notre Dame breaks like. Out the special gold helmets.
Yes.
They got those in the closet. They only break those out at night.
Green jersey?
I like this.
Not, I guess they would.
Oh, man.
No.
Yeah, because Penn State would wear white.
Kelly Green's under the lights.
Yeah, with the gold.
Yeah, that's
helmet.
A 5 out of 5. That's a 5 out of 5. I can't believe I'm getting talked into this. I may actually like this playoff. Oh, God.
And, Michael, for the fourth game, either you're going to love this game or you're going to hate this game.
Okay.
But we head to Tennessee. Tennessee taking on the up-and-coming, upstart Indiana Hoosiers.
That would be a 0 out of 5 for me.
Really?
That's a flat either, 0.
No, you know what? No. I said either you're going to love it or you're going to hate it. He hated it.
I'm going to hate it. And you're also not factoring in Josh Heupel's face angers me. I don't know what it is about this man.
But
it's the facial expressions, the confusion, the lack of scoring in the first half.
No.
I know, but then I would get to watch Cignetti.
Maniacal Cignetti.
American Psycho. Yeah.
At halftime, what do you got to do?
Gross.
Score more.
Kill all the hillbillies. That would be the worst of the bunch for me.
See, I would just see Cignetti with a dog whistle around his neck and just blows that thing every time they score, just to hear all the Smokey and everybody just howling.
Jesus. Yes, 5 out of 5 for me, for sure. Yes, I want to see a lot of Indiana Hoosiers fans drive down for this game.
Now, I want you to run through what the second round games would be, and we each pick our favorite. We don't have time to do every single one.
Okay.
But the teams who had the bye week, who would they face?
Ohio State would face BYU.
Ohio State.
0 out of 5. If BYU is in, I'm out.
Well, BYU is going to win the Big 12 as of now.
No, Colorado is going to win it, and then it'd be a 5 out of 5 Ohio State versus Coach Prime. Gold sunglasses under the lights. But if it's BYU, it's a 0.
Okay.
They're ass.
It's a 3.
It would be Texas and Miami.
Yes.
Logo game, late
80s. 5 out of 5, yes.
Go get Jimmy Johnson in one of those old school coaching polos. Yes, 5 out of 5.
It would be Georgia and Notre Dame.
Oh, yeah. 6 out of 5.
0 out of 5.
Whoa.
Georgia would win by 1,000.
Oh, my.
See, I would be all... That's a non-competitive football game. Men versus boys.
Every time I think Georgia is just going to go that route, Carson Beck just threw 3 interceptions.
Okay. All I will tell you is, think about Kirby Smart when he goes dark mode.
Oh,
that team will be all up on their Cialis.
And who would you pick for the Indiana-Tennessee game?
Forfeit. Honestly,
Indiana.
Okay, fine. I'll live your dream. Indiana. Who are they playing?
Well, then they're going to be playing Oregon.
5 out of 5.
0 out of 5.
No, 5 out of 5. Oregon football is must see TV to me. Plus, I love Outson Stadium.
That's a neutral site game. That would be neutral site.
Oh, you're right. Second round. Ah, oh, damn.
Blowout.
All right, 4 out of 5. All right, my favorite of those matchups.
Favorite first round.
Yeah, it might be the Miami game.
Oh, Miami-Texas?
Yeah, Miami-Texas would be my pick there. That's the one where I'd be like, I have to watch this. There could be 100 points scored in that game.
You know what the one for me, I'm going back to the first round, would be Penn State hosting Notre Dame. Just to watch the meltdown under the lights. James Franklin.
Yeah, I like that. James Franklin fights a fan post-game. I dig it. Here's what I'll tell you. The closer we get to this thing, the more I go, all right, yeah, I could see myself watching some of it. I'm not just going to be stubborn. Yeah, now that you're putting teams to it, Rico, and I get it. Just get BYU out of there, and you'll really have me interested. You got to get them out of there.
Somebody's got to win the Big 12.
Get them out of there.
Why not you?
What, BYU. Because get them and their magic underpants out of there. Get the Mormons out. I don't want any part of BYU in this
BYU
thing.
BYU and the old man's strength.
You know what, dude? No.
All right, that's your college football playoff bracket preview. 97.1.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.